Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Daisy. Thank you so much for tuning in to BYIM today. Our topic today is, no more mistakes with rail. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article provides advice on how to avoid common mistakes when traveling by train. It covers topics such as the importance of rail travel, the different types of trains available, and tips for avoiding delays or problems.
No More Mistakes with Rail is the perfect resource for model train beginners, past railroaders, and anyone in between. It shows the three biggest mistakes that beginners make when it comes to building their model trains and how to avoid them. It also provides a simple first layout for those just starting out and an information guide for more experienced hobbyists. Rail travel can be enjoyed in many ways, and a 45-hour train ride is one of them. This type of train allows travelers to experience the beauty of the landscape over a longer distance, but it also means that some common mistakes can be made. To ensure your trip stays on track, it is important to know about the 10 most common mistakes made when taking a long ride. There are many different types of trains traveling across the globe, from Amtrak to other different rail systems that are found in four continents. By taking a train, people can travel to remote areas and meet travelers from all over the world. As such, you might find oil workers from South America or college students on their way home to visit relatives. There might even be language barriers that create a unique experience for all travelers. The best part of traveling by train is that you can find entire multi-day routes and meet people who have traveled from high school to retirement age. The expanded American Railroad Network was introduced in the late 1800s, and many of the existing railroads joined to form Amtrak. Despite facing increasing competition from freight and passenger trains, Amtrak introduced new trains that allowed for intercity travel. Unfortunately, airlines began to steal away customers who sought convenience and affordability for long-distance trips. To maintain a national train network, Amtrak had to face most importantly automobiles, which offered much faster transportation than trains. To make travel more comfortable, Amtrak introduced comfortable trains with dining cars and sleepers. This new approach to railroads has pushed rail advocates to use trains instead of cars or airliners. Trains use far less energy than automobiles and can be an important tool in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Poor Americans, who once became small farmers, now have a better way to travel. The fact is that the number of passengers using Amtrak has increased 38% since the government began investing in it. This increase in ridership has led to increased profits and reduced climate change from car emissions. Amtrak also offers great service for its passengers, making it more attractive than other forms of transportation. The explosive oil trains, brought by the fracking boom, have led a fracked oil revolution, which has put unsafe rail tank cars in use to transport highly volatile oil. With production overwhelming pipeline capacity, more and more Bakken oil is being shipped by rail. This has caused Amtrak to ask the rail industry and federal regulators to do something about it. Furthermore, Amtrak is asking tank car manufacturers to build stronger cars that can handle the dangers of moving Bakken formation oil and allow LNG transportation. To ensure the train weight and its length are in line with regulation, they have begun to inspect individual trains. For unit trains, it is recommended to put enough weight on each car so that the entire train length is within the allowed limits. This also applies to average freight trains where a single train will be carrying multiple cargo types requiring different type of cars with different weights. When transporting Bakken oil, there are several risk factors that must be taken into account such as derailment and explosion. To reduce these risks, Amtrak has strict regulations regarding the length of your trains and their weight. For example, Amtrak requires that tank cars should not exceed a certain length and it is essential to put enough weight on each car so that the train doesn't exceed its limits. This way, Amtrak can ensure that all its trains are safe from any potential accidents or disasters due to pushing their limits. No More Mistakes with Rail is a great idea since space and time are limited when running a train. To prevent mistakes, Amtrak can check items that may cause accidents such as track switches and power outlets. Furthermore, they can buy additional track to build bigger layouts for more trains or extra track for your sleeping cabin. This way, your train will not be slowed down due to other trains on the same line as you. With this idea
in place, you can also have more peace of mind while in your seat as you board the train, knowing that it is safe and secure. With the speedier boarding process, you can be sure that the train is prepared and ready to go. This will help avoid any stressful arrival at the train station. As you ride, you can enjoy comfortable class sleeper cars, friendly train staff and passengers, and beautiful scenery as you travel along Amtrak's coast. When booking tickets, it's important to focus on what times are required for longer trips like a Coast Starlight so as not to be late or miss connections. Making arrangements with an Amtrak representative is a great way to get started and ensure your trip runs smoothly. When told about the Coast Starlight, many passengers become intrigued by the light of its stations and the convenience of its passenger class seating. As I had booked the wrong train, I felt it was necessary to check the schedule before I book Amtrak's Coast Starlight. After all, it was my umpteenth time traveling and I had already learned my lesson about not wearing impractical shoes to a train platform. On this particular trip, my departure point was from Union Station in Los Angeles. Despite being dressed in a floor-length dress, I made sure to change my seat when I reached Track 3 for Gdańsk. As soon as the light of its stations shone upon me, I knew that it would be a memorable journey back home. I had taken a long-distance train ride, and it was one of the best decisions I had ever made. The train trip was like an Amtrak ride, only it was totally different. It coasted like an Amtrak, but the series of different trains that I had booked through a mixed service option made all the difference. I had booked business class, and I decided to take the Hall train for a 3-hour journey home. While we were riding in starlight, sweeping views put my phone away and buses calling my name away from my thoughts.
This was No More Mistakes with Rail by BYIM, and this was episode number 7. My name is Daisy Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.